At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hey, if you suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
It's John and Lance.
Do you have any, is there any intelligence out there at all?
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, this is going to be a pretty quick segment. But I am going to pick up where you left off, Lance. Where when last we left you, Lance was on his bed with a strange woman.
Now, this is in 1560 days, so this is like 2010.
I thought this just happened.
No, it was a long time ago.
Oh, and does she still bring it up?
She's a woman. She still brings up something that can be held against me, yes.
So I told you guys the other day, you know, you got your car doors, and at the bottom there's little shelves where you can put stuff. Uh-huh. Well, my wife gets in the car, and she looks down, and there's a piece of paper in there, and she opens it up. It wasn't an advertisement for Tampax. It was actually the instructions. I got it the other day. She gave it to me and said, exactly what is this doing in your car? And I was like, don't have
what was it doing there?
It was the instructions that come with the
Tampax. I know. Why did you have instructions?
I don't have any idea. But that's a great way to screw your buddies, right?
That's where your head goes?
I mean, that is a great way to get them. Oh, really?
I actually saw a prank video like that, John, where someone put, oh, my God, a hair scrunchie. They put a hair scrunchie in a guy's cup, in a guy's cup holder.
Yeah. That's a great. So who was in the car? And I have no idea. I'm thinking, who did I run in my family? My daughter was here, but I don't know that I don't know. I have no idea. And my wife was like, so you've got younger women in this vehicle?
So you still don't have an explanation?
I don't have any idea how it got there. Oh, I don't have any idea.
Yeah, that's never going away.
No. That happened this weekend.
It's on for life.
What did I learn this weekend?
That what did you learn this weekend? You got something that's never going away.
Yeah, I learned that forever it will be brought up. Why was there a Tampax instruction paper in your car, in your vehicle?
That is a tough one.
On the passenger side.
That is tough action. I don't know. It had to get there. Like, how did it get there? And if you valeted your car, what the hell happened when you valeted your car?
No, I don't know.
Can you take me? I need to go to the store for something. All right, I'll pick you up. I got a car. I got this customer's car. Is that in your electric truck?
Yeah. I have a feeling it was Frankie. I have a feeling. I don't know, but I have a feeling that I don't. I have no idea. First of all, you're not fooling around with somebody if it's that time, right?
Oh, so, I don't know. I didn't know we were going to go down this direction.
I'm innocent.
We were going to go this way. This is what happens when you lose 14-1, Dell.
Jeez.
Yesterday we had a lot of good baseball talk.
Today?
So I'm innocent. That's your explanation?
That just proves
that's your explanation to Wendy?
That proves I wasn't doing
anything. That time of the month, Wendy. So if it had been, like what? I don't think you're thinking this through.
It's proof that I wasn't doing anything.
I would never be with the woman who was going through that at that time.
I did not think you're thinking
what a waste of time.
I mean, yeah, okay. Beat it.
She would have told me that. I never would have picked her up.
Come back in a week.
Wow.
Come back in a week. I need a good outing tonight
from Hunter Brown.
From you. I know. Hunter Brown's got to do – Hunter Brown has got to give us another strong outing.
Hunter Brown. We got to have Hunter Brown tonight. Otherwise, I don't know what we're going to talk about tomorrow. 14-1. Chaz McCormick's on the mound. Gilbert's disgusted with Chaz McCormick.
I know. Said it was a mistake to bring him back.
A mistake.
And bring him back just means coming back from injury.
Good thing we put up that run in the ninth in a 14-0 game. We got it closer. Okay? Nice. I like Urias. He's a nice player.
Yeah.
Dude can play defensively, and he's a nice stick. He's nice. Yeah. No, that was a nice pickup. Very highly underrated pickup. Highly underrated. Because we were so enthralled with Carlos Correa and Jesus Sanchez with smiles, and he started out really, really hot. And you know what? Urias is a guy who's going to be – now, I don't know what's going to happen. Did you see Jake running in the outfield last night? Jake is headed to Florida, and he's going to get back. He's getting to work. Apparently, Yordan is ramping it up as well. Maybe you won't. Gilbert will be happy. We won't have to see Chaz McCormick anymore because Jake will be back. I don't know how. I have no idea how Jake is going to hit. I mean, yeah, he was having himself a nice season, but he's been off for like 6 months now. I mean, how is he going to come back? Is Jake coming back? And I don't think you've had any problems defensively in center field. I think it's been pretty good.
Mm.
But, no, I mean, are we expecting Jake to be the Jake that he was earlier this year?
Jeremy came back as the Jeremy.
He sure did. But Jeremy's Jeremy and Jake is Jake. There's a
difference. No. And he was out less time.
Yes, a lot less time. Jake's been gone for a while now.
Oh, you know what? Somebody just sent me this article. Every company hopes for the kind of ribbon cutting that APX Alarm organized on a clear and cold December in Provo, Utah, when it opened its new headquarters. It was 2009, but Mitt Romney, already the GOP presidential frontrunner, was treating the ceremony like a campaign event. And it goes on and on, and apparently this is the company that was shipping people out trying to sell these systems. So I told you, it was legit. Like, I legit had a free security system that I would have had. So I don't... That puts a bow on that one.
Listen,
not do anything stupid, okay?
Every door-to-door person usually closes the deal in the bedroom, okay? That's how it usually works.
Or is it Pinnacle Security? I don't know.
Nicole,
how many Mormon?
Yeah, she should relax.
That's not shady at all for the two of them to be signing papers on
Pinnacle,
the bed.
This is what it is, Pinnacle Security. It's all right here. It just happens to be a lot of Mormons that do this stuff. She wasn't going to touch me. I wasn't going to touch her. I was married. I had a free – it's just like Dan, he put that picture, a dumb picture of me where I'm laying down and I'm kind of feel bad because I took those painkillers after I hurt my foot when I'm in Alabama. And it says, when your wife walks in and cock blocks your free security system scheme.
Yeah.
I can say
Can you?
Oh, I don't know.
No, I don't think you can.
You say Gamecocks all the time.
That's a name of a sports team.
Oh, Dell might be right on that.
What's
one.
Wrong
C-block.
With the both of you?
Because right, C-blocks
you
your free security system.
Because you guys aren't in studio, you lose your minds?
I think that might be it.
That might be right.
Because you're sitting in a hotel room or a living room.
It's just a phrase, though.
Chris Fisher, give a call to Lance. HRP. We need an HRP. We need you, Lance.
It's just a phrase, though. I don't think you can say that.
Yeah, you can't say that. Come back in a week. You can say that.
Wow.
Did you block it?
Yes, I dumped it.
Okay. You dumped it? Nice. No.
Second time today.
He
I C-blocked
it. He C-blocked it.
I C-blocked your the word you said.
Well, I didn't feel like – I didn't even think about that.
You are not alone.
Says things knowing he's saying bad things.
You are not just talking to the two of us. Just because you're in a bedroom right now.
I think that is part of part of it.
Lance and I are both doing shows from a bedroom right now. Okay.
Yeah. Well, mine's a hotel, but by the way, I had to go. I'm in Tuscaloosa. We had that long and we made good time, me and Alec did. It still takes 9.5 hours any way you cut it. But we drove up here. I'm gonna help him do a bunch of stuff today and then tomorrow I gotta leave early. I won't be on the show tomorrow, but I'll be on Friday. John won't be on Friday, but I walked down to the Starbucks to get something. They don't open until 6:30, so I'm waiting. And I had a little problem with one of the pieces that I needed for this broadcast was not in the case for the short segment, Adele. Not had the case. So I was in – Dell, you would have loved this place. A lot of – when I was at Starbucks, there was a line. All the sorority girls were here. High ponytails.
Ooh, are they doing that dance that they're doing on the
TikTok?
No?
Maybe, this place? Well, it's just a Starbucks. There's just a bunch of people in line waiting for a bunch of
Frappuccinos. But what about this place would make me
love just it. High ponytails and
I
hair
don't
scrunchies.
I care for high ponytails.
And just sorority girls and their little, you know, warm-ups.
I don't
care
about
sorority
girls.
Running around. I'm like, Dell would love being in this.
So you're in an environment where sorority girls are running around. You think I would love it?
Yeah, why? Dell would love it here.
Why? What was so appealing about that?
Because I know you.
You don't know.
Have you guys? Okay, we got a break. We'll talk about this on the other side.
No, we won't.
I know your type.
We don't have to. We don't have to at all.
Hey,
we'll get back to it.
So listen. I don't know what kind of damage you got. We've had so many storms. There's so much rain. Do you have any leaks in your roof? Is there something going on? Don't fall for the storm chaser roofers who play insurance games. They give dodgy repairs, and then they ditch Houston before accountability can catch them. This, you know, we're going to have – it's coming up on hurricane season. We're going to have high winds. We're going to have – a lot of, storms that are like, and we're going to have, there's all kinds of stuff that's happening. And if you get any storm damage, make sure that you go with a reputable business. And there's nobody more reputable than Brinkman when it comes to roofs. Brinkman Quality has been on. The Brinkman family has repaired storm damage for tens of thousands of Houston homeowners since 1973. We're talking about 52 years that they've been doing this. Helping them secure a combined $500 million in insurance payouts. They are going to do the work. They are going to be accountable. They are going to be here in case you need them, in case anything was wrong. They are going to be, they're going to talk to the insurance companies and make sure that everything is done. $500 million in insurance payouts, okay? If you have any damage to your roof from a storm, do not let somebody who's knocking on your door do anything. Make sure that you go with someone reputable, and there's nobody more reputable than BrinkmanQuality.com. BrinkmanQuality.com. You're looking for the best way to get those repairs. 844-215-2840 or BrinkmanQuality.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Busy week tomorrow. We're giving away our final spot in our fantasy draft league. So you win, you and a friend or wife or whomever, excuse me, can... We'll be in our fantasy draft. The whole show... Everybody's going to be able to get in to get a chance to win. So it's going to be the whole show, and we'll tell you how tomorrow morning. Houston Restaurant Week going on. If you go to one of these restaurants, they're awesome. Federal American Grill, B&B Butchers, Liberty Kitchen, Saltgrass, McCormick & Schmick's, Georgia James, The Palm, Cadillac Bar, Ruggles Black, and more. Go to HoustonRestaurantWeeks.com and see all the restaurants. But you buy a $55 dinner, and they're giving 15 meals, providing 15 meals to Houston Food Bank, which is cool. $39 dinner provides 9 meals, and $25 box lunch or brunch provides 3 meals. So that's
really,
really cool.
I don't know how they do that, man. That's incredible.
It's incredible, isn't it?
It really is.
And then our listener appreciation party, keep on listening. It is going to be September 5th at St. Arnold's Brewery. We got that. And Friday... the boys are going to be at Brick House Tavern and Tap, where you got a chance to win a Power-On electric bicycle. So Power-On electric bicycle company donated 2 electric bikes worth $4,000. So all you have to do is go to the promo table and sign up.
So John,
we're busy. Busy.
And you mentioned the listener party. We're giving away tickets, and today is my day. So at 11 o'clock, just let everyone know if you want your chance to win tickets to that event, which is Friday at St. Arnold's, September 5th, 11 o'clock, I'll be giving those away. So I'm going to give you a chance to win those. And now you know the time. So you'll be ready for that as well.
So that's all we do is promote your show. That's what we're here for?
You mentioned,
that's all we're here for.
You mentioned a listener party, and today is my day to give away tickets. So if people want their chance, 11 a.m., we're giving those away.
Good.
Okay. All right, that's all we're here for, is a promotional vehicle for Dell.
It's a promotional vehicle for the listener party.
Hmm. Okay.
Sorry, I'm trying to alert people.
No, 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 it's nice of you. I just...
You're a hater. Just say it.
I hate promoting your show, that's all.
It's not a promotion for me. You can tune in at 10:55 and then leave at 11:05. It's fine.
That's all he cares about is his own ratings, Lance. It's a
the station doesn't care about ratings.
Okay. Well, yeah, actually, we don't.
Yeah.
If you listen, you listen. If you missed this morning...
You missed not much.
You missed a lot. You missed. The kids going to school today. We picked a bad day to lose 14-1. We picked a really bad day to lose 14-1. Who is here, Dell?
Hey, I want to mention real quick. There was a signing in the NFL. It's kind of interesting. I feel like it was a loss for James Cook. It's a win, but kind of a loss. James Cook has been. Yeah. I guess he's been a hold in, or was he a hold out?
He's been a hold in. He was dressed out for their preseason
game. All right,
game,
so it's not a financial,
but decided not to play.
Yeah, so he gets $30 million guaranteed, 4-year, $48 million contract, which is about the going rate for a running back, you know, that's not an absolute superstar. Yeah. That's basically what it is. Had over 1,000 yards rushing last year. Very good, very important player. Did you have him on your team last year, John? I feel like you did.
I did not. I wish I had him on my team.
He was a very important player for them. Has become a two-way player, can catch it, good runner, explosive player. Very important for that Buffalo offense. Deal got done. I feel like this is the deal he was going to get anyway, but maybe he got more. Maybe he didn't get what he wanted. I feel like the team probably got a fair contract on this one, meaning this is kind of a league-value contract, it feels like. But if he didn't lose any money based on sitting out, then I guess that's no problem for him.
Yeah. No. He was there. That's a smart way.
Never hold out. Always
hold
in.
Just hold in. Hold in. I can't play. I'm sorry. I got a bad back. Let's get Elliot in here. He's got a draft question for you. What do you say, Elliot?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I know it's very early, Lance. You probably haven't deep dived, but I'm sure you've got a surface level knowledge of the upcoming draft, and they're talking about it a lot through on national media, national shows. There's probably, what, 5 to 6 quarterbacks probably going to come out next year, and I got a two-part question. Is one, is this next draft class, when I say come out, top 5 or 6 could be first round, is it really going to be that top-heavy, like a strong quarterback class next year from what you know right now? And also, is there really 5 to 6 teams right now that would draft one in the first round because they've either A, drafted somebody recently, B, have somebody that's fixing to get a contract, or C, has just gotten paid? So I think it's interesting, unless you do the Arizona thing where you go Kyler after homeboy. I mean, how many teams really could there be that's going to say, yeah, we're going to draft another one even though we have a guy we haven't seen fully, we're about to pay or have paid? I'll have a listen.
Well, I mean, we're talking about quarterbacks in the first 40 picks, probably your first round and then your extended first round, which is early second, which is now getting guaranteed money. Honestly, we could probably play this game where we go down the list. I mean, I would say the Raiders could look at one in the AFC. I'm just going AFC West. The Raiders could obviously look at one in the South. The Colts could look at one in the AFC North. I would say Pittsburgh, obviously. We'll be looking at one. I'm already at three. The Cleveland Browns could be looking at one. Depends on what they think of Shador Sanders, because Gabriel's not an answer. In the East, the Jets could be looking at one for sure. I think 5 or 6. Elliot, just to answer that question, I don't even know if the Dolphins would maybe be looking at one. Probably not, I don't think. Just depends on how they view Tua with the health thing. What's his contract situation, Dell?
It would be very costly to try to get off of him after this year. It would be after 26, where if they're going to make a move, that would be the time to do it.
Yeah, so, I mean, just off the top of my head, I mean, that's not even getting to – the Saints could definitely be looking at one by next year if they could be looking at one next year. the Carolina Panthers might be looking at one next year if Bryce Young doesn't get it done. So, yes, I do think five or six quarterbacks could be looked at. In terms of the quarterbacks, I think Garrett Nussmeier is a likely first-rounder. I don't think Arch Manning is coming out. They've already said it. So I really don't think he's coming out. I don't know if I – for sure, Lenore Sellers to me is going to be the first pick of the draft more than likely.
Yeah, I agree.
In my opinion, from
Lenoris and then Klubnik and then
Drew Aller is going to be a first-rounder more than likely. And I think Carson Beck could be. You know, I said this. Me and my son were talking about this yesterday. You know, everyone's off of Carson Beck. You got to remember, going into last year, it was Carson Beck and Quinn Ewers was talking about first pick of the draft. Carson Beck had a bad year. It's not like this isn't unheard of that a guy comes back and has a strong year. This just in, Cam Ward, the first pick of the draft, went from another school to Miami and ended up the first pick of the draft.
I don't know. Carson Beck looked so bad
last
year.
Carson's got
talent. Not going to be able to ignore that tape.
Yeah,
at best, Carson Beck's going to be fifth or sixth.
I could ignore the tape if he has a really good 2025.
We ignored Bo Nix's tape at Auburn. All it takes is a year.
Now he went later. People tried to hold it against him, but it wasn't a very smart thing. Now here's the difference. Nix is wired right.
Yeah,
Carson
Nick's
Beck,
also,
to me, my problem is that Carson Beck, I don't like
Nick,
the mental at
even
all.
Though he was terrible at Auburn, he used his legs pretty well.
Yeah, and he wasn't terrible at Oregon. He was there for 2 years, Dylan. He was,
good. But people had the Auburn tape in their head and had to eventually get over that, and that's why he was a top, 15 pick in the draft.
Carson Beck is 6'4", 220.
He's got all the attributes, the big arm, the big guy in the pocket. He's going to appeal to people.
Exactly.
He plays well, and
there's a lot of people that love John Mateer. So yeah, I think we're probably looking at a five quarterback in a first round type of draft more than likely. I'm not a big Sam Levitt guy. Drew Aller will be a first rounder. Lenore Sellers will be a first rounder. Maybe Cade Klubnik, Garrett Nussmeier, Carson Beck might be. John Mateer might be, and I don't even know who. I'm sure there's somebody who's going to.
Shohei Ohtani loves John Mateer. Going to take him under his wing.
Okay. And then the rest of them, Connor Wigman, I don't think so. So, not Kevin Jennings is too small. So I don't know. I don't know.
Somebody will emerge. That's
probably
that's not
so.
In the public. Yeah,
where's somebody Dante Moore coming from? Where did he come from?
Well, he'll be at Oregon after transferring from UCLA.
Yeah, UCLA. Yeah. And he had some buzz at UCLA when he first came in.
It was a 5-star, and then he decided he didn't want to play at UCLA. He'd rather go sit at Oregon for a year behind Gabriel, probably a good decision. Now it's his time to start there. But he had all the tools going into college.
And Dell's guy Haynes King over at Georgia Tech.
Mike.
I guess Georgia Tech's got some love. By the way, we're talking college football. Josh Pate coming up at 9 o'clock.
Yep, at 9 o'clock. So we got a break. Make sure we're on time to get Josh Pate in here. Right now, though, we're talking about the Golden Nugget. We're talking about you can lay a bet down at the DraftKings Sportsbook on who's going to be the number one pick. And I'm with Lance. It's going to be Lenore Sellers is the number one pick in the draft next year. I think you might be able to find that on DraftKings somewhere right now. And you're going to get great odds. Listen, the season is coming up. Are you kidding me? Is there a better place to watch games than a place with like a 1,000 TV screens? Okay, I got all of the games, the big games over that you can hear it. You know, as opposed to music playing while you're watching your games at some of these sports bars. At the DraftKings Sportsbook, you're going to have the biggest game over the loudspeakers so that you can hear the announcers, and it's like unbelievable football sensory in this place. It is incredible. So if you want to go for a football weekend, watch college football and then the NFL on Sunday, holy crap. Make your reservation though, because the DraftKings Sportsbook fills up, and you want they'll keep a table for you, bring buddies, you know, make a weekend of it. Of course, you got the casino, but you got the pool, you got the golf course, you got poker room, you got nightclubs, you got 12 restaurants. I mean, what? You got everything you could possibly need. You're looking for the best way to spend a weekend watching football with the DraftKings Sportsbook right there. GoldenNuggetLC.com. That's the Golden Nugget Lake Charles. GoldenNuggetLC.com.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
So, Sports Illustrated came out with a story about the Houston Rockets having to watch playing time, back-to-back playing times with especially Kevin Durant, and how they're going to manage his playing time, Steven Adams' playing time. They're an older team now. And they've got to make sure that they're going to be around. It's so funny. Damian Pierce is back. He just came back. How old is he? And D'Amico's like, yeah, we're just giving him so many reps. We want to make sure that he doesn't get hurt in practice. It's like, wow. And you got Kevin Durant, who's how old he is, and the Rockets. I don't know. Is Kevin Durant going to play in back to backs?
We don't know yet.
I think he will. I think he'll be limited, but I do think that he is going to play. I don't think they're going to just sit him, put him in street clothes and back to backs. I think Kevin Durant's going to say no.
Last year he played in 11 games on no rest.
Yeah.
So that, I mean, probably is most of them.
Well, let's not forget they shut him down with an ankle injury when if they were in it, he wouldn't have been shut down.
Well, no, but he played in 7 back-to-back games. That's probably, you don't have a ton of back-to-backs, and so he probably played in most of them.
Yeah, I mean, well, Rockets had
I bet you they hold him out though. I bet you the Rockets hold him out some. They got a pretty deep roster. You can afford to hold him out a little bit. You got your eyes on the prize, which is a championship, and you know, the one thing you cannot have is Kevin Durant not being able to play at the end of the year. That's a disaster.
No, that's the worst case scenario.
So they haven't been a load manager. I take it back. I mean, they have been.
Steven Adams.
Steven Adams and
Tari Eason.
Tari Eason had leg injury. Steven Adams has age and injury. Kevin Durant has had lower body injuries just coming off of one. I think it's likely that depending on the circumstance and the team, that Kevin Durant has some back-to-backs he doesn't play. I would say it's likely, even though Phoenix didn't operate that way last year.
Yeah. Even though Rafael Stone mentioned that Durant will play as much as he can manage, the thought is that the Rockets will try to limit Durant's workload so that he's ready to go for his expected playoff run.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah. I could certainly see that. Kevin Durant, I think... He is absolutely going to play. He is absolutely going to play in back-to-backs. I just think that you limit his minutes in both the front end and the back end. Right? So yeah. of the one. Now, yeah, you're right. They are deeper. I mean, you still got scorers on this team. Losing Jalen though in his nightly. I mean, a guy who never misses. And his average per game is that puts a crimp in it.
Really strange. The Rockets very quickly have gotten, with Steven Adams taking on a more pronounced role, with the addition of Kevin Durant. I mean, it used to just be a bunch of kids running around that could jump high and flash, but then they were much more flash than substance. And then it kind of started to level off, and now it's a mix of veterans and young. I mean, it's a true mix when you look at the 10-man rotation. There's definitely still young players. There's plenty of depth and there's plenty of age in that depth as well. So that's just something to keep a little eye on, because it's not been the case over the last few years.
So what about this? Don't play Tari in the first game of a back to back.
Are we already on Tari can't play back to backs?
Yeah. Don't play Tari in the first game of a back-to-back. Play him in the second game, and play Durant in the first game and not the second game.
Yeah, I mean, that could be the scenario you look at. I mean, Finney Smith could be a much bigger, you know, it may have an impact with Finney Smith depends on how they want to align their 3-4, you know, the 3 and the 4. My guess is they're going to go smaller. Jabari can play in both. Tari can play in both unless this leg injury is going to be something that is if it's a factor for the rest of his life that you're already resting him in his mid-20s, on back-to-backs, then that should come into play when it's contract time. Because you can't, you know, how many games a year is he going to play? It's just a little bit of a concern if he's still in the you can't play him back to back and he's, what is he, 27 right now? And yeah, we've been doing this for two years in a row. Is this going to be a third year in a row? I thought it was just because of he was coming back from injury. Is this just a full time thing now?
Yeah, I don't know.
He's 24. Tari Eason's 24 years old. He's not even 25, and he's got to be rested.
Well, because he's injury prone.
Okay, well, remember that when it's contract time. Because Rafael's not playing with you at contract.
Leave that man's money alone. Okay, I don't know what you're worried about his money for.
Because if he's not playing, if he can't play back-to-back games, you need to have guys to play. Jalen played. Do you say whatever you want about James, but James played. The last thing I want to do is start relying on guys who can't play. That's the last thing. Now, you know, it's a little bit overstated because in the playoffs, trust me, there's no such thing as a back-to-back in the playoffs. If anything, it takes like 3 days to get to your next game. So that wouldn't be a factor there. So that's not a concern. I just from a health standpoint, I don't want Tari Eason to be on his third straight year of, oh, God, I hope his leg's okay. I mean, because I need to know what exactly happened on the leg where this is – This is a degenerative condition right now. Is that what it is?
I don't know. Just a chronic. Like, I don't know. Not degenerative, maybe chronic. I don't know. But
chronic issue at 24 is not my favorite thing I've ever heard of. Because no. I love this guy. Tari Eason is he is such an important player for the Rockets. So important.
Yep. All right, break in here because we got to make sure that we get in on time for Josh Pate, top of the hour. Right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. What we're talking about now is guns. We have the greatest gun shop in the world. I mean, it's the best damn gun shop in the world. It's in quotes here, right here. It says it. The best damn gun shop in the world. That's what happened to Collector's Firearms. Collector's Firearms has been around for a long time, but they moved to Westheimer and Voss. And that store, it's more than a store. It's a museum and store. The memorabilia is incredible. If you're an enthusiast, a war enthusiast, I don't know why you're a war enthusiast, but you're a history buff or a gun enthusiast. You love guns. I mean, there's nowhere. I mean, it's almost like you're going to a museum when you go to this place. When you see all of the weapons used in previous wars, which they have on hand that you can see. It's incredible. Incredible. It's huge. Never seen this many guns in my life. They'll buy guns from you if you have a gun to sell. If you're a hunter or if you want protection, if you're a first-time buyer, all of these things. If you're an avid gun collector, there's one place that you have to go. No one has a wider selection of new and pre-owned guns. 7626 Westheimer and Voss. They even got a tank. A tank right out front. 7626 Westheimer and Voss. They also have locations in Dallas and Austin, but this is the best one. CollectorsFirearms.com. The best damn gun shop in the world.
You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Josh Pate, top of the hour, right here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I saw him on another podcast with a couple of guys, and they were making fun of... Sandstorm is a song that they play at South Carolina games.
Yes.
Did you know this? Like Wisconsin, they play their jump around.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Michigan plays Mr. Brightside. Yeah, it's a thing around.
What is Sandstorm? What is that
what
song?
Is the ugly song that the Alabama fans sing about Auburn?
I don't know that.
Oh
one.
No, they have either. Yeah, they add words to the song every time.
Well, y'all add words to that other song too.
Yeah, neck.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's not what the was entitled to be was I don't think they meant to write those words. Bleep that tiger bleep.
Yeah.
The kids are saying that in the stands. Terrible. They'll play Sandstorm. Do I know this song?
Yes, you know it.
It's techno.
Just you doing that, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking
about. That's what they play, and Josh was having...
I know exactly what you mean now.
By the way,
Josh uses a phrase all the time that I'm going to start using on this show. It's brilliant. There it is. That's it. That's Sandstorm. Okay. Josh Pate's show comes out on YouTube. He has a very successful, very popular show on YouTube. College coaches around the nation love it. They have him come out to practice, all this stuff. And Josh is smart at being able to – he's got this thing that he does where he talks about the model. He says the model. There's the computer model of some sort. It's the Wizard of Oz. It's the great model. And so he'll say, look, the model says Alabama should win 9 games, but you know they could win. He goes, but that's not what I'm saying. That's the model saying that. What I'm saying is they could win as many as 11 or as few as 6. But the model's telling me. So he'll always use like, look, it's possible. The model's saying they're a 7-1 team. I think they could win 9 games. You know, so don't look. That's the model saying that. So I figured a way, like Josh has found something great. He's found a great loophole. You can just say the model is saying that. Like you can, right. You know, look, when are we going to get, when are you going to get back from, if your wife asks you, when are you getting back from the bar with your friends? Look, the model is saying.
Who's this model midnight. You've been talking to?
The modeling is midnight, okay? The model that we have, the computer, the algorithm, the model is saying midnight, but I'm not sure when I'm getting back. That's what the model says, but I'm not sure. I could say that with Astro. You know, the model said to throw Chaz McCormick, but I wouldn't have done it yesterday. Maybe the model told A.J. Hinch not to put your boy Garrett Cole in, but, you know, he shouldn't have listened to the model. You can just say the model and get away with anything, like a computer's doing this. It's not me. It's the model's doing that. It's not me. Yeah.
You could use analytics.
Yeah.
Analytics say I should be home. The analytics of this situation say I should be home around 11:30.
Right. And the analytics create the model. But the model you use.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
No,
it's the same exact thing.
The wife, her gut says you should be home by 11:30. But the model says, told me 2 a.m. The model
said
2 a.m.
What the model's – it's modeling 2 a.m.
I know your gut said be home before midnight. But the model.
This is what the data says.
Yeah, the data said be home at 2 a.m.
So Josh has found the perfect workaround. Just blame it on the computer model. Well, that's just what the model says. I don't know. You know.
Yeah.
Perfect workaround. By the way, Nick Chubb and Damian Pierce split first team reps yesterday. So
Woody Marks got some first team reps too.
We don't care about Woody Marks. He's a rookie. We're not just letting rookies just come in here and do stuff.
I would out of the three of them, I'm not sure that he's explosive.
You haven't seen enough Woody Pierce. I mean Woody
Marks. No.
Well, he might be Woody Marks. Woody actually would be more explosive than both of those guys. Yeah. But Woody also can't protect a quarterback yet. Well, he might be able to. I mean, he did play third downs. Yeah. But I just know coaches hate having rookies on important pass situations because they just worry about their quarterbacks getting snuffed out. They got to start getting Damian Pierce some carries. They're going to start bringing him along because if this Joe Mixon thing is a thing, which I believe it will be, I believe the Texans are maybe soft selling it a little bit. If it is a thing that's going to cost them some games, I mean, Damian Pierce isn't going anywhere. It's probably – I don't know how they're going to handle it. I guess they go 4 running backs unless they cut Chubb. And if they do that, then I don't know what they do. Like, they can't go 4 running backs unless you put Joe Mixon on the pup list. Then I don't know how you're doing that because it'd be Mixon, Chubb, Ogunbowale, Marks, and Pierce. You can't keep 5 running backs. There's no way that you can keep 5 running. You just can't do it. So
well,
I don't know
Damian
how they
Pierce might be better, much better off in this offense because of the gap scheme and running between the tackles as opposed to the outside. He's getting
right.
Damian Pierce may be back to form.
Well, but Damian Pierce wasn't decisive in year two. And in year three, he didn't start off decisive, but he had some moments. I think there's a decisiveness thing that may have gotten fixed for him and maybe not. And it's not because there's a lack of courage. His indecisiveness comes because he's just slow processing. Like, he's not sure. A gap scheme tells you, you're going to run in a B gap. This is where the ball's going. Zone scheme, you got to process and make a decision. So Pierce is one of these guys you just say, look, run as hard as you can in that direction and make it happen. But he can make you miss a little bit. Like, he does. We saw him as a rookie. We know what he's capable of. He has some of that
stuff. I know
stuff.
Your gut is telling you to keep talking about Damian Pierce, but the model says.
Oh, the model says.
Time for you.
The model says, yeah.
Time for you to talk about John Daspit so we can get Josh Pate.
Look, the model says John Daspit will get you recovered what comes out of your pocket at the hospital when you have doctor's bills because of someone else's negligence. You got hurt at the workplace. Man, let John Daspit and his law firm come in there. Don't settle with the insurance company where they try to get you up front so that, you know, none of your pain and suffering is accounted for. They may not even be accounting for your future physical therapy. You got to have somebody who accounts for that stuff, and that's John Daspit and his law firm. They work hard for you. They get money back for you when you miss work, short-term, long-term, and you're injured. A lot of times you're not going to be back to work. There are some cases where you'll never work again. It's a job that's a very physical labor, and you got to an injury that's never going away. That happens all the time. And John Daspit has to fight for what a fair settlement's going to be, you know, for the duration of the time that you're no longer going to be able to work. What did that cost you? What did that cost your family? All because there was negligence on someone's behalf. Let John Daspit and the Daspit Law Firm fight for you. They passionately pursue justice for the injured, and their entire set of law, everything that they practice in, is right there on their website at DaspitLaw.com. That's DaspitLaw.com, or call 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms. At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.